Saturday, the 13th of July. The incessant noise in this cramped space is nauseating. A repetitive shrill followed by the roar of a motorcycle revving its engine, the pounding of a sledgehammer, a screeching emergency siren, a dull hum, silence. I lie here clutching the panic button. Immediately following the MRI at Windsor Regional Hospital, I was directed to the emergency department. My headaches had been getting worse, and I had tinnitus in my left ear. But I had shrugged it off. I attributed the symptoms to turning 50 and the increased responsibility of being promoted to a supervisory role at work. I'd already seen an audiologist and an optometrist, but those consultations had yielded no clues as to the cause of my headaches. Now, alone, and waiting to be called into the emergency department, my mind whirled with the possibilities. The reception area held approximately 20 chairs arranged in rows. The gentleman sitting beside me was reading the local newspaper. After a 10-minute wait that felt like an eternity, a nurse led me into a curtained cubicle. On either side, I could hear medical practitioners gathering personal health information from other patients and explaining their diagnoses. Clearly, whatever I was about to be advised would not be said in privacy. The apprehension intensified. A woman, whom I guessed to be about my age, stood outside of my cubicle. She was dressed in a medical gown and wore her dark hair pulled back. She was reading a chart. Was it mine? Her face was blank. She pushed the curtain aside as she entered the cubicle. I sat on the hospital bed, facing her. She flipped through several pages and then introduced herself. Without hesitation, she rattled off my diagnosis. Her words fell like fragments. I'm sorry to inform you, an abnormal lesion, aggressive. A brain tumor. A brain tumor the size of a golf ball, growing in my left temporal lobe. I stopped breathing. I stared in disbelief at the physician as she spoke. I felt my heart palpitating and I began to sweat. But part of me remained detached from everything. Smiling automatically, I repeated her words. I was at risk of a stroke, seizure, or coma. It was a ticking time bomb. My frozen expression masked emotions that I could not name. The edema, that is, the swelling, was so extensive that it had caused my brain to shift more than a centimeter to the right. Within minutes, I was prescribed steroids and anti-seizure medications. Blood work was done, and my temperature and blood pressure were taken. I was given an urgent referral to a neurosurgery clinic for a full consultation. My appointment was in 5 days. Everything in my life had changed forever. I had no idea what the future held,